Hello, John.
Hey, Griff.
How are you?
Good, good.
Well, it's another one of those episodes.
Another one of those episodes.
Boss Real Radio episodes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Boss Real Radio. You know the drill.
Yeah. This dude.
What's up, dude? Dude?
This week is gonna be just
Yeah, not
horrendous.
much.
Horrendous.
I
The next
mean,
3 weeks, though.
to cut right to it right away, we don't have Uncharted right now.
Not for lack of trying, though.
Yeah.
But aside from me just going straight out to Walmart before this and buying it,
Yeah.
like, I tried to
I mean,
rent
I've
it.
technically bought and paid for the game.
Yeah. I
I
was
just
thinking
don't
about
have
it.
it.
I mean, dude, I got some extra money. I was thinking about just fucking just going buying it, but I don't know.
I don't know if you want to do that.
I don't know that I want to do
I mean,
that,
I'm sure
but.
it's going to be great. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be quality, but may want to focus on something else possibly
Yeah.
in the future,
Yeah.
like your investment. Your
In running shoes.
No, I was going to say the lien you had to take out to buy the Assassin's Creed Revelations, the collector's edition.
Yeah, that's true. I can still back out of
Really?
that. Yeah. I don't have to do that, but I think I'm gonna. I'm
Huh.
just not gonna tell a whole lot of people how much money I spent on my Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
The answer is too much.
Yeah, I suppose it's probably close to what, $80?
100 bucks.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what do you get with all
The
of
fuck,
that?
I don't know.
You get a flying machine, that's
Get
part
a
of it, right?
flying. That's part of it. And it's like
Do you get an art
$30 of it.
book?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Could your figure of Ezio ride the flying machine?
I can only hope that that's how that scales.
Yeah. Can you ride the flying machine?
No.
No.
Unlikely. I mean,
Okay.
I can ride
One time.
it one time.
One time use.
Yep.
Then you need another $100 flying machine.
Yep. I think you can purchase it separately for 40 bucks. I think they, like, GameStop will be selling those independently.
Sick.
So, I mean,
Sick.
if I wanted to get this later and spend an extra $10.
Well, we haven't been playing anything except for more Batman and Dark Souls and Sonic Generations a few minutes ago in the demo.
Yeah.
Oh, same old, same old. What did you think of Sonic Generations? You liked classic Sonic?
I like classic Sonic better.
Liked the crazy new Sonic.
Yeah, I know you do,
It was
man.
crazier.
It's crazy.
Well, if I'm gonna play a Sonic game, I want maximum crazy.
That is the only game that has made me slightly interested in playing something in 3D.
I also
Because
feel
I
like
feel like that would be scary.
now that I played that one level one time, I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're set for the rest of, the next century for your Sonic. You want to go
I'm
back and
content.
play Shadow the Hedgehog? Get a gun?
Yeah, maybe.
Get just angsty?
Maybe.
Pissed off?
Maybe they'll release it on the PlayStation Network as a downloadable PS2 game and then not have it anywhere you can find anymore.
You ever imagine if the if like you went into the Bizarro universe where Sega actually did really well and like commanded a big like portion of video game sales and like Sonic was like your long history like can only do right by gamers and like is
Okay.
loved, but Mario is like the loser character with all the
Sure.
shitty spin-off,
Nintendo just
right?
can't get it right
They just
again.
can't get it right. Mario still is a failed character and
Yeah.
doesn't do anything good. He's just still jumping on Goombas. It's stupid.
It's Mario and his shitty friends. Look at that.
Yeah,
It's
like, oh, there's Yoshi with his backwards turned baseball cap and his gun.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Yep.
And there's.
So you're telling me that all this takes is that we already missed this, but if there was a Sonic game where you could just do a Smash Bros. Type activity.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Using the rich character history of the Sega franchise, the Sonic and Sega franchises.
Yeah, what who would you have in your Sega fighting game?
I would have Cosmo
Vector
Kiryu.
Man?
Is that Sega?
I think so.
Oh.
Maybe. We can find that out.
Cosmo Kiryu from the Yakuza games.
Yeah.
He would be in it. What else? Echo the Dolphin?
Oh, yeah. Wait, wasn't that a claim?
Yeah, maybe. It was, yeah. Oh, man. Well, then I don't know. Maybe this is part of the reason.
Yeah, this is probably a lot of the reason.
Jim Biggs the Cat.
Biggs the Cat. I mean, yeah, all the Sonic crew.
Would you have all the Sonic crew, then?
Most of them. I mean, sure, Biggs the Cat, Sonic, Knuckles, Tails. Maybe throw Dr. Robotnik in there.
Would you have...
Not Eggman.
Would you have both Dr. Robotnik and Eggman?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just to have them, like, parody off each other.
Sonic's hot woman lover, human lover.
I don't even know what her name is. Well, it depends. It also depends on...
You have the killer whale that chased you.
Yeah. It also depends on what, like, dude, I think the best Sonic ever was that animated series.
Yeah.
The fucking princess chipmunk squirrel person.
Antoine, man. That guy was an a-hole.
Antoine was an a-hole. And then you also had the...
Establishing the canon of Sonic's love of chili dogs.
Yeah. And then you also had, like, the bunny rabbit that was part, like, robot still.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, the arm and the leg.
That's right.
And she was, like, a sweet mechanic.
Yep.
She was the hottest one.
Sure was. Did Tails wear a hat in that, too? I swear he had, like, a baseball cap on.
No, there was somebody that wore a baseball cap, though.
Oh,
no, there was a walrus that wore a baseball cap.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he, like, the pilot of the plane that they probably
He's
needed?
He's, like, the helicopter. The other mechanic.
Dude. Oh, she, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose you have that comic book I got you for reference.
Yes, I do. Like, that is the most updated I have. It's in my car anytime I have a question about Sonic. I've got it right there. So Vector Man was rated K to A. I don't know if you remember this.
No, it was K to A.
Kids to adults.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Developed by Blue Sky Software.
Mm.
Sega published it, though.
Okay.
So I don't know if they actually own the rights to...
Probably not.
It was on... Mega Drive and Genesis.
Right. So would you have, like, Genesis Heroes?
Sure.
I mean...
Dude, I don't know.
First party Sega games, what would you have, like the Mags from Phantasy Star? Maybe Ryo Hazuki...
Hasn't Sega come out with something recently that, like, they... Is Platinum Games owned by Sega, or is Platinum Games just, like, it's being published under Sega?
Ex-Sega employees, mostly, I believe.
Oh, yeah? So would you have what's-his-name from Vanquish?
Sam Gibson or something
sure.
like that?
Sounds close
Gideon
enough to me.
Gideon Gib...
Sure.
Giblet.
Giblet.
Sam Giblet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
smoking a cigarette and throwing it.
Would it just be? You could have, like, you know, it wouldn't have to be first party, I guess. I mean, so when Nintendo does it, I guess they have enough Nintendo characters that they don't need to pull.
But they already pulled Sonic into
right
that,
and Snake,
which is weird. But
is there non Nintendo characters? I think all of them, everybody is first party.
How long does it take Nintendo to just purchase Sega?
It won't happen.
You don't think so?
No. I think Sega's doing all right as a publisher right now, not as a video game.
Like, where do they make their money?
Publishing?
Yeah, but what really sells that well? I mean, Vanquish, sort of.
Yeah.
And some of the Platinum
Sonic
game
Team
stuff.
Racing?
Freaking Bayonetta.
Yeah. Well, is Sega published, right?
Yeah. Pretty sure. Bayonetta was published by Sega.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon we'll have... Asura's Wrath is Capcom, right?
Yeah.
Even though that seems like some Platinum Games has...
I don't think it's first party Capcom, though.
No, it's probably not. It's probably...
I don't know.
It seems like some...
Suppose we could look it up, but whatever. You know what?
Koei shit.
Fact checking. Forget it.
I don't know, dude.
Hey, Ni No Kuni is coming to America.
Really?
Yep.
Is that the...
Published by Namco Bandai.
Sweet.
The Studio Ghibli Level 5 game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
For PlayStation.
Is it still
going to
come with a tome?
What I've heard is that it comes with a tome if you pre-order it.
But.
That's okay.
How else would you play that game?
You won't need the tome.
I want the tome.
Well, I do too.
We'll pre-order
this. Pre-order
for
the game
tome.
For the tome.
And just the other day, I was thinking, like, I don't know if there's any more games I want to play on my handheld, but now that this is coming out.
PlayStation 3, man.
What?
PlayStation 3 version. Like, Wrath of the White Queen.
It's not coming out, like, for DS?
Not that I'm aware of.
What?
Fairly soon, it's just coming out.
Sweet, get rid of my 3DS. Fucking done.
Yep, done with it.
Fucking done with handhelds.
No, it's coming out, and it's keeping its name, Ni No Kuni, which is really weird.
Yeah. Can't call it something.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Master of Games.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
BlizzCon happened. We forgot to talk about it.
Yeah. What happened at BlizzCon, Griff? You watched this shit more than I do.
How excited I missed it. I didn't watch it, which I was bummed out by.
Don't you normally like pay in certain money to stream?
I watch all the panels and stuff that I can get my hands on, but I missed it. Which was a bummer, but I was just following their summaries of everything as it was going on. And what was it? So there's World of Warcraft is getting a new expansion, Mist of Pandaria,
and the Pandarins.
Yep, the giant panda bear mercenary Eastern warrior racist guys.
And they fall on the side of good.
No, they're mercenary. They work for. It'll be a cross.
They're not alliance.
They're both Horde and Alliance.
I see.
And there's a new class called Monk, and you can pet battle, so you can play Pokemon with your pets.
Oh, God.
They're going to revamp like the talent system or something like that. Something is getting an overhaul. And the level cap gets pushed up to 90.
Sweet.
Yep. It's kind of on the decline, though, it seems like.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is...
How many more years, like, Dr. Griff, how many years does World of Warcraft have left to live?
Mm-hmm.
Before it has to start taking a turn.
I think it's going to stay around for at least another 10. I mean, yo, of course. Like, people are still playing EverQuest.
Fair enough.
People are still playing Ultima Online. People are still playing any old MMO.
Do you suppose people will still play that, though? Like, because, I mean, like...
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm saying Ultima Online and, like, EverQuest. Not EverQuest 2. But those are all free-to-play at this point, right?
Mm-mm.
No? Mm-mm. Still subscription?
I don't know about EverQuest, but I know that UO is.
Really?
You have to pay for it.
Huh.
Some people are out there paying for that game.
And Ultima Online, is that the one that has the weird currency, like the weird economy system that's in place? Or what am I thinking of?
I told you, I got an email from them like 5 months ago that was like, hey, we can no longer sell gold.
Mm.
It's illegal now. I'm certain it'll be around for a longer time.
What's the one I'm thinking where they're going to make a first-person shooter where you play as...
Trackmania?
Shootmania. No, you play as soldiers that affect the MMO.
Dust.
Yeah, but
what
is the dust effect? Dust
Eve
effects?
Online.
Eve? Okay, that's what I'm thinking of that has the crazy...
Oh, the ISK. Yeah, the ISK.
Has the crazy fucking economy system going on that's... Like, moderated and affected by all the users.
Yeah, so who knows if that Dust game will actually come out.
Dude, I would like to be player. There's an article that I was going to read about, like, how Dust is supposed... Like, how the game Dust is supposed to affect Eve.
Gah.
Like in intricacy. It has a flow chart attached to it. And I want to read this.
From what I understood, it just, like, tips the scales of, like... currencies in certain areas. Like, if a faction has control over something, then it's going to be cheaper to get schematics.
Who's doing the Dust one? Is it Zipper?
Sure, I don't remember.
The guys that did Mag?
Yeah? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It would sort of make sense, right?
Sure.
I don't know. I could also be very confused.
Dust has completely fallen off the radar for me.
You were really interested like 4 months ago.
I thought it was a cool premise, yeah, but was that shown at this year's E3 or last year?
I think so. This year they were talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Not last year?
Maybe last year they talked about it briefly, but.
Huh.
Last year, I think, was muddled with like Kinect nonsense.
Yeah, I don't remember much of the PlayStation press conference at E3 except for just a lot of good job Jeremy's. And...
Did you see Nintendo's little like promise that they are going to really show what the Wii U can do at the next E3?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. They released like big old like big pictures of what the actual console like looks like, and in this little thing they're just like, we're actually going to show like real games and like actually like show off like big deal things, which sure sounds great, but I'm also like, I'm always a little standoffish with Nintendo when they make promises.
No, I think that's fantastic. I mean, we weren't able to see it because we weren't there, but people were able to use and actually play the Wii U. So hopefully next year they'll have more than just mini game collections on it that they can show off, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just not just like a little demo reel of stuff going. Maybe you can actually play Ninja Gaiden 3, 4, whatever the hell it is, or Tekken, or the next Tekken game, or whatever that mysterious Zelda game is.
Yeah, there's that weird Zelda game.
The Zelda demo.
A Zelda game.
Tech demo.
Yeah.
The spider.
Mm-hmm.
World of Warcraft.
Off track.
If you have this, you are able to subscribe to a season pass, which is a full year's paid price of World of Warcraft. I don't know what it exactly is. I think somewhere between $60 and $100.
$180.
That seems really high.
For a whole year of Warcraft? World of Warcraft? It's $15 a month.
Yeah.
Times 12.
But when you, like, usually when you get, like, discounts on that sort of stuff, right? Like when you buy in bulk.
Right, but aren't you getting something else when you purchase the
year? You get a copy of Diablo 3.
Yeah, so.
A free Diablo 3. $60. I guess.
You see the payout here?
Yeah.
I pay for that stupid game I already pay for, and then I get this other stupid game for free.
I tried to look and see what the price for the season pass was, and I couldn't find it.
I bet you it's about $180.
Well, whatever it is, I mean, if it was even cheaper still, like, it makes sense because you get all that money. Like, you're not worried about somebody canceling their subscription 3 months in.
Mm-hmm.
You get all that money up front.
Right. And someone's also playing your other game.
Sure. For free.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which is weird. But I'm sure once the Diablo 3 expansions come out, they can charge for that.
That's true.
There's also a video for the new StarCraft II Heart of the Swarm. Not too much really revealed in that trailer. And again, I didn't watch any of the panels, so I don't really know what big changes are being made to StarCraft. However, the weirdest thing is Blizzard Dota.
Yeah?
Yeah. 30-some-odd characters that are all Blizzard-owned, licensed, famous cross-universe characters. So you've got, like, Nova from StarCraft Ghost that never came out as a character.
But Valve is...
No. This is Blizzard Dota. Not Dota 2. Blizzard Defense of the Ancients.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Not
Is Dota that what it's 2. Titled?
It is titled Blizzard Dota in capital letters.
Oh, wow.
So Blizzard Defense of the Ancients.
Oh, wow. See,
not to be confused with Dota 2. The Valve Pro...
Is there no product. Like trademark copyright on Dota Defense of the Ancients?
It was
They're
a
just
mod.
Allowed to use... Right.
Just a mod for... World of Warcraft, or Warcraft 3. So
right, but just like Nintendo has the phrase, it's on like Donkey Kong.
But it's different. This is Defense of the Ancients, as in Dota, D-O-T-A.
Right.
Valve has Dota, D-O-T-A, the word, not the abbreviation. Also, it's the second Dota.
Right, okay. I'm just...
Because there was a Dota before Dota 2.
Right, okay, but so... Okay, so calling it Blizzard Dota
Blizzard
makes it different
Dota.
Than... Than Dota 2.
Yep. Because it's the
and
first
you can
Dota.
Get away with that
it's
legally.
First Dota, John.
Okay.
But it's not. It's
but so Blizzard owns the rights to the first Dota.
Kind of. Wait, which first
but
Dota?
But not really.
Which first Dota are we talking about?
The remake? The reboot of the first one? Because that's what this
Blizzard... Blizzard Dota?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be Blizzard's Dota. I don't think they technically own the rights to Defense of the Ancients.
I feel like
somebody
this
else
is,
created
this is
that
like,
using their tools.
I feel like this is like me hypothetically creating a candy called Junior Mints, but I spelled it JR dot Mints.
No, this would
and
be like
making it the exact same candy.
This would be like if Junior Mints were to create a candy that was like, hey, this is a candy product that comes with chocolate and sprinkles. Now, What you can do is you can put the sprinkles on the chocolate in any way you want. And then you do that. You put it on the sprinkles in a different way, and you retitle that candy you just made into something completely different. Let's say it's called Moda, the new kind of chocolate. So you then take that product and sell it to another company and say, yo, check out this. It's called Moda. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Junior Mints is still sending me the fucking chocolate and sprinkles to make this thing. So we're fine. We'll just use all the old chocolate and sprinkles that they gave me to make this new product. And then Junior Mints like, hey, you know what? We're going to remake the thing that you made
but so as our thing. Since they own the original property of the things being used, it's still okay. Like, it just is really interesting that there is no legal scuffle going on in any of this.
Nobody knows what to do.
Is it all just free share where they're just like, you know, just do whatever the fuck you want to and we'll just not muddy our hands?
I have a feeling it's sort of just like
all the kids on the playground are just playing with the same toys and they don't care.
It's like a gentleman's agreement. Like, you know, Gabe Newell over at Valve and...
it's because Gabe Newell has all those knives and nobody gives a shit that wants to touch him.
I don't know who's in charge of the Blizzard division. I forget his name. The guy that does all the StarCraft lore stuff. Anyway, those two guys are just like, yep, we'll just do our own things and see what happens. You want to do Dota? We can have Dota as well.
That's so weird.
Who makes the better Dota?
It's so weird.
Uh-huh.
Who out-Dotas who?
Yeah. No, it's really messed up. It'd be like if somebody took a level from Dungeon, like Dungeon Designer. What the hell is that game? Like one of those Dungeon Master games where you create a RPG creator, and mm-hmm. then they made like a new game based on that RPG creator.
Mm-hmm. Using all the properties from the RPG creator.
Yeah, and sold it as a new game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, yeah. And, right, it's so messed up. It's just exceptionally, and it's even better because in the trailer for the Dota Blizzard Dota, they're like, the original Dota from Blizzard. The Dota that you knew.
That they didn't
get really... off my vent.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't. That's my favorite part, and that was my BlizzCon vacation.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Oh, hey, I had a question. I just thought about this. This goes back to Batman real quick.
Okay, good. So you finished it?
I finished Batman.
Yay.
This has nothing to do with anything that goes on in Batman. I just happened to notice, like, during one of the screens when you start up Batman, where it's like, here's all the different programs that we used to create stupid... Speed Tree is listed on there.
Yeah.
Where are there trees in
that
game?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And I was just like, maybe the foliage for Poison Ivy? But you... I mean, unless you're playing as Catwoman, you can see that nonsense.
True.
And even that, I feel like... I don't know. Can you repurpose Speed Tree to like do
like
speed
thug?
Thugs?
Yeah. Speed thugs?
Yeah.
It's probably just, for the Poison Ivy level, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
all I can imagine.
I can't think of any grassy. I mean, there's some foliage scattered around here and there, but
yeah, but not enough that you would think you would need Speed Tree to.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're just like, yeah, we're too busy. You got other things to worry about.
Oh shit, we forgot. We gotta put trees in here.
Gotta make this shark.
Fucking purchase some speed trees.
Deform this cape. It's gonna take long enough. Fuck great. The trees. I don't have time.
Exactly. Just have one guy sit there and just do that whole thing. That just seemed kind of odd to me.
Yeah. Huh. It's also weird that if you notice, NetherRealm Studios works on it.
Mm-hmm. I notice a lot of really weird things.
That
are like weird outsourcing bits that just like... Huh.
Well, I mean, it's WB owns Rocksteady, right? So yeah. WB also owns NetherRealm, so there's probably some cross-contamination there.
Yeah.
It's all they worked on was the Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Batman throwing.
Just
getting over here. Yeah. We've got this amazing tech for pulling
people. Just use
the
same animation from fucking
MK
the
MK
Mortal Kombat.
Remember when proper. That came out this year?
Mortal Kombat proper, and not Mortal Kombat versus DC.
No, MK the Mortal Kombat.
Did Batman have a grapple?
What do you mean
grapple thingy?
The grapple pole?
Yeah, in MK versus DC.
I don't know.
Did he like? Did he have a get over here?
Didn't play it.
Oh man.
It's only one way to find out.
Purchase it. It's a download. You can get it.
PlayStation 2 Classic.
No, that is, dude, that's a PS3 game.
Oh, that's right. It is a PS3 game. Oh, that's, it looks so good. I forgot.
You get that if you really want to.
Yeah, probably. I'll wait for my PlayStation Plus account to come up with a 30-minute trial.
There you go. Oh, man.
Raging people. Let's see. Anything else happening in news that I completely forgot?
Griff, your rage review is up.
Yeah, that's a...
That's a thing.
Did we talk about Nightwing DLC for Batman?
Briefly, yeah. Nightwing's coming. Oh, Nightwing's actually out today. You can go buy that if you want to.
Hey, John, is that DLC for Infamous 2?
Yes, oh, yeah? It's out.
Festival of Blood?
Mm-hmm. It's out.
Can I play that now?
Yep, you can. I'm done talking about that. it just looks so weird, and it just looks so confusing to me, so I don't know.
There's that weird thing with... I tweeted it a while ago, because Capcom made an announcement just kind of like under the radar with God Hand, the PlayStation 2 game, coming to PlayStation 3 through the PSN. And now if I go on there, I can't find it anywhere. And then it also, if you like follow the PlayStation Network information on the new games coming out, they say that the Harvest Moon for the PlayStation 2, one of those, is coming out. And I don't know where they are. So it's like, where... Are we missing? Like, I'm PlayStation Plus. Mother, I should have access to those PS2 games, if anybody should. I'm paying
of
extra.
All, of all the people that deserve things.
Of all the people who have PlayStation Network, the person who's actually paying for it, like an idiot.
The person who made bad decisions deserves to be rewarded for his bad decisions.
Yeah. Well, I got it to try it out. Because I needed to shuffle saves. And then it gave me a free month because of the whole outage that happened. Remember that? And then
3 months later, you're still paying for it.
Well, and then it re-updated it and bought it for like, it was like $14 for 3 months.
Yeah.
It's like super cheap.
Yeah.
Like, $14 for 3 months? Huh. It's okay.
It's like I'm losing money not doing this. Just not eat for 2 days.
That's too small. Yeah, I could... Yeah, I'm just gonna make a sandwich. Enjoy another month of PlayStation. Eat a sandwich.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we haven't played Uncharted because we don't have it right now, but we want to.
Yeah.
And then we've got...
I'm sure by the end of the week.
You think you're gonna get it?
One way or another. If I have to mug a kid coming out of a GameStop and steal it from him, I'll do it.
Yeah. That, or you could rent it somewhere.
Places still do that. I'm just trying to red box it.
All right. Yeah, may as well. I mean,
it's gonna be standing by the red box machine for the rest of the day. When the guy shows up, just gonna take it from him, and give him $2.
How do you think they load them in there?
I don't know. I've never seen.
Is it like a giant clip they shove?
Yeah,
in there. It has to be, right.
Yeah, ammo clips. Just shove it in there. Just pop it into the bottom and lock it up.
Yeah.
Yep. And then just slam the door closed. We also have one of those Blockbuster machines around here somewhere.
What's a Blockbuster machine?
It's a blue red box.
Oh. Oh, wait. Like for Doctor Who? The blue box? Doctor Blue Box?
Kind of like that.
Huh.
Yep. This is just a big blue machine that says Blockbuster on
it. Is it bigger on the inside?
Yes.
Okay.
It goes into has like a spiral staircase.
Okay.
And just a bunch of benches.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Accurate.
Okay. No. Let's go. I'm ready. I'll be back by
this time tomorrow.
By 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
Oh, it's a time machine. I can come back whenever I want.
Well, that's true. It's true.
You watched a movie about time.
Oh yeah, that's right. I did go see In Time last night. Also, before we get into that, I have decided that the best magicians that exist in Hollywood at this point are the people that cut trailers for movies.
Oh, okay.
So the people that will take clips from movies that are coming out and construct them in a very...
I thought you were going to start talking about the new Penn & Teller show.
No. However, I have not seen enough Penn & Teller lately. This could be
a good show.
This could be why I'm not...
It's pretty good. It's like Mythbusters.
Is it the... Yeah, the... What the fuck is it called?
Liars, something like that.
Something like that.
Penn & Teller, Tell a Lie. I think that's what it is.
Something like that. Anyway. Anyway, getting off track here. So the people that take clips like from the movies that are about to come out and construct a marketing ploy that is supposed to trick you to want to spend your money on these movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're the biggest magicians in the world because I want to see the new Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, I will sit there and watch that trailer. And every time I watch it, I go, I know better. Like, I tell myself I want to see this film, but then I also look at that trailer and I go, I've seen everything that I need to see of this.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I got it.
There's probably a lot of concerned faces you're missing.
Got it. I got it locked
down. People walking down hallways.
Because when I go see Mission Impossible, I just want to see some shit explode. I want to see some dudes tussle over a gun and then one of them disassemble the gun.
I've never seen a Mission Impossible I didn't like.
Did you see Mission Impossible 2?
Yeah, I liked Mission Impossible 2. John Woo. It's a good movie.
Oh, buddy.
It's when he
fucking Ethan Hunt had a fucking
they had a
weird
motorcycle
ass
fight.
Yes, they did have a motorcycle
fight. It's great.
Fight. They had a motorcycle. Like, it was a fucking motorcycle joust.
It was. With guns.
With guns. And they jumped at each other at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking weird.
Tom Cruise.
Good. And that other guy. I don't think he
was. It was when the doves flew through the door.
Yep.
In John Woo
fashion.
Oh,
gosh. Yep. Because that's how you make any movie really amazing.
Uh-huh. When you doves. Have the car flirting.
Mm-hmm.
The car sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're, like, driving different cars but flirting with each other with the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Intense, man.
Perfect. Intense.
Chimera 3. That's what it was. The third one's about, right?
Dude,
lots
I don't...
of people taking off masks of each other. They're like, really? And the president of the United States, and they pull off their mask and their like vocal modifier, and they're like, actually, I'm Tom Green. Ha! And they pull off their mask and they're Chimera. You know.
Do not remember this.
No.
That sounds like some fuck True Lies nonsense.
No, just watched that recently.
True Lies?
Yeah.
You've never seen it before?
Nope.
Oh, man. When he punches through the car window?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Steals the fucking, like...
It was pretty good. I didn't know it was such a comedy.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like... It's a cheese fest.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? The guy that's his sidekick.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
No, I know what you mean, but yeah, it's like a good 90s style action movie where there's as much comedy as there is action scenes.
Yeah. You know what another...
Kind of like Surf Ninjas.
Yep.
One of my faves.
Yep. You know what another good movie with Schwarzenegger
Tom
is?
Tom Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Tom Arnold. Yeah. Yeah, correct. Eraser.
Yeah, that's
also
a great
really
movie.
With the fucking laser guns.
That rail guns.
Yeah, rail guns that shoot just fucking...
Shoot through walls.
They just shoot, like, spikes at people and make you dead.
I also watched The Happening. Or at least 45
Jesus.
Minutes of The Happening.
So tell, can, okay,
nope.
what is your opinion of...
My bicycle.
Tell me your opinion of Marky Mark as an actor.
The worst thing, I would say Marky Mark and a stone statue of Mark Wahlberg... Pretty much the same thing.
And yeah. Marky Mark's emotional range in movies is terrible.
Uh-huh.
It's deplorable. Like, tell me one movie you've ever seen him actually cry in. Doesn't exist.
Because
he's supposed to be crying in The Happening.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Well, there's a part where
I thought he was sneezing.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like. It looks like a repetitive, like, hysteria sneezing. But it's shot from so far away, it could be that. It could be crying.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a really actually interesting pairing with Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel. Because Zooey Deschanel is a terrible actress, too. But for some reason, there's just something about her that's like enjoyable to watch. Like,
it's her face.
Is it?
It's her face. It's just oddly innocent and funny.
Okay. Maybe it's like,
and so you just forgive her for any of the like
maybe
just
that's
poor
what
line
like.
Delivery.
Oh, you don't even know. Like, did you just stumble here? It's like,
you just walk into a room
you're
and
doing
you read
a great
things
job.
Off of a piece of paper and then you smile.
Anybody
and,
can be an actor.
And you have those awesome eyes and eyebrows and we just, whatever.
Just awesome eyebrows?
Yeah. Her eyebrows really are really nice. Bold for her adorable face.
It's very
face.
Weird where you're like, okay, so terrible actor, terrible movie.
Best person in that movie dies way too early. Freaking John Leguizamo.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. He slits his wrist in that movie. Sad panda.
Bummer.
Yup. Yep. And then all the people in France die at the end of that movie.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I can only hope.
There was one person that didn't.
One French person?
I think he was French. He was in France. He was understanding when the other guy was talking about his bicycle.
Yeah, that's true.
So tell me about Out of Time.
In Time.
In of Time.
In Time.
Once Upon a Time. Time Out.
The worst part about this movie, Justin Timberlake did not sing at all.
The irony is you both paid for the film and spent time watching it.
2 hours watching it, in fact. Which 2 hours in time, it's actually a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or currency.
In the story of In Time, is it shot like 24, where it is like 2 hours of straight filming?
No.
No?
That would be good, though.
Because that would make
sense. That would make better sense.
Like, to have media meet content.
You know what's really...
media meet content.
What's really absurd in this movie, too, because I figure a movie about time would have a really well-constructed, like sense of time. Just terrible.
No, you're like,
terrible.
He could have been doing this for a week.
Well, no, even worse than that, where it's like, we have 10 seconds to get to the train. Uh-huh. And it's like, a minute later, one, shit.
Oh, man.
It's just like, no. Like, why? I have a good idea of what 10 seconds feels like, so don't jerk me around with 10 seconds.
I see. Huh. Well, tell me more about In Time.
I'm having a hard time telling you about In Time.
Tell me about how you pay for your everything with...
Yeah.
25 years old, right?
Okay, yeah. So everybody is genetically engineered to live until up to the age of 25, and then their timer starts where they have a year left to live. So essentially, I mean, if nobody did anything, they'd live to be 26. Or you can die of natural causes or unnatural causes. Like, you could get sick and die, or you could...
abducted.
You could be shot and die. Mm. You know, you're still mortal.
Okay.
You're not invincible.
Oh, but you could be, potentially.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you never got sick, as long as you never, pissed anybody off and they shanked you for...
Wait, so you can still get sick?
Well, they never
you
really...
You can still get sick, but you don't die from old age because you don't age? So that's kind of weird.
Yeah. You can't die of old age, but you can... Well, maybe. I don't know. They never really showed anybody being sick, so I suppose maybe it can't...
They show anybody being old?
No. Mm-hmm. But it's this reference thing where it's just like, they have this weird way of telling people, like, their age. There's a little inconsistency there, where some people are like, well, I'm 85. But then other times, people will refer to themselves as being, like 25 and 10.
Oh.
Like, they left their 25, and then they are on their 10th year of being 25.
Interesting.
Like, so sometimes it's hard to tell how old someone actually is, but that's not really relevant.
Sure.
The oldest person that you encounter in that movie is, like, 130.
Hmm. Looking pretty good for 130?
Yeah. Well, because everybody looks 25.
Yeah.
There's a couple of kids in the movie. So the thing is, time is currency. Everybody shares their time, their biological time. And so you go to a job and you get time for going to the job, and they're constantly, like, raising the rates of, like, the cost of things and to keep people in check.
Time inflation.
Yeah. Time inflation. And the scary thing is, like, you know, if I need to take a bus ride to get to a place, it would cost me like an hour.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. But if I just got off work and say I get off work and I know I have to go run to the bank to pay off, like, part of my loan. So I, like, give them, you know, a month's worth of my time.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got, you know, like 2 hours on me. But then the bus wants an hour of my time.
Uh-huh.
And it takes an hour to get to where I'm going. I could potentially be dead by the time I get there.
Uh-huh.
So it's just really weird.
That is weird.
They're just killing themselves.
Yeah.
It
reminds me of Metro.
It's as if our blood...
20, 30,
bullets
whatever.
Are currency.
Bullets are currency.
Yeah.
Do you use your bullets to buy things, or do you use them to survive?
Yeah. Yeah. So It's really weird. It's yeah. It's like if people were giving out.
That's
their
why we
blood
don't use time as currency.
Yeah, that's why we don't, because it's just weird. There's certain things that fell through the cracks. I didn't understand what exactly was going on, and I don't know. And the whole premise of what they're trying to do is just like they're just trying to upset the balance of time, where they. Just like your two main characters are just trying to go steal time from time banks.
Oh. Are there time bandits?
Essentially, that's what they are.
What?
They're going and stealing time so that they can Robin Hood it and like give it to the poor.
Oh, man. That's so weird.
They are handing out time.
Man, that's just like Occupy Wall Street.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. No, but funny. Since that is kind of going on right now, and that movie came out, interesting, a little parody there between politics and pop culture.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it wasn't terrible, but at the same time, like, the worst part of it is, like, if I get analytical about it, it has a very terrible story construction. Like, just, the story of it is really uninteresting.
Is it basically like, here, this is this thinly veiled political piece with a bunch of hot people in it.
Right, and it's just, yeah, it's a bunch of hot people, and the characters are mildly interesting, but not super interesting. I don't know. It just, the story, like, the premise of the whole thing is great, but the delivery of the story and the focus of, like, what their goal is, very, just not tightened in a lot. Mm-hmm. Just not.
Time handshakes, not really doing it for you.
The transfer of time and stuff, that's all fine. Like, yeah, sure.
Through your brain.
Yeah.
What if you don't touch hands?
It just seems.
Touch something else.
No. It has to be through hands. It just seems way too easy to do it. Because, like, at one point he walks into a bar and this guy, like, is like, hey, ever since you stopped playing poker with us, I'm doing great. I make tons of money now. And then he goes,
Which he goes, they say money or they say time?
Make tons of time. Like, they never actually say money.
Huh.
It's like a lot of their language is translated differently into time.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like he's like, oh, yeah, do you remember, like, the last time we played? You still owe me an hour. And so he just, like, reach out and grabs his hand and, like, takes an hour from him. But at the same time, apparently, like, I mean, you can fight it. Like, you can be like, no, I don't want to give you this hour. And, like, yeah, like I told you earlier, it's like if I said, hey, you remember that $10 you owed me, and I reached in your back pocket and grabbed your wallet,
uh-huh.
You could reach back and, like, prevent me from trying to get it.
Right.
But if I'm stronger than you, yo, I'm getting my
$10. Uh-huh. So it's like, how much will do you have?
Yeah.
It's like the Green Lantern of
it's like a will thing. You will time out of people.
How much more do I want this time?
Yeah. Exactly.
You should go get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy bum. Time bum.
But so, like, there are certain things that are a little weird to me where it's like, I'm going to go spend time at a job to hopefully make more time than I spent there. Right. You know, if you work for 8 hours and you make...
You would want to make more.
You would
than
want to
an
make more than more than an hour. An hour, right?
Right.
It's just really weird.
Yeah, that's why that fails.
It's so weird. It's like, okay, so an hour of my time has to be worth more than an hour of my time, because otherwise I'm worth nothing to these people.
Also, if you have the technology to make people biologically engineered to live forever, as long as they have enough of this whatever time is.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of jobs need to be done anymore if you just have a world of immortal people?
Yeah, the factory
job
that,
to eat?
The factory job that he works at essentially is creating, like, the little, like, time wallets that they have.
Uh-huh.
Time wallets are like these metal devices that you put onto your wrists, and it, like, they store time, and uh-huh. Then they will, like, you put them on your wrist and it'll insert time into you.
Huh.
It's really weird.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Sounded good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't sound good.
Yeah. It's a little full of holes. The other thing was, like, they start out by saying that everybody is, like, genetically engineered this way. Uh-huh. But people have kids.
Huh. It's in the water.
Yeah. Like, just, like, when the kid is born, they, like, Like, they come out and they just, like, inject them with...
Then there'd have to be a group of, like, the time free, like, the...
Right, people that don't operate on time, right? Mm-hmm.
There's a group of the low-techs who live in the other city, and Ice Cube is the leader of them. And that's where they bring the crack-loving dolphin decode signal.
I was really hoping this was going to go from the Zaibatsu. Sure.
And then Johnny Mnemonic enjoys the rest of his days talking to the crack dolphin.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has some holes.
Sounds like it.
It's got some holes. As long as you can just sit there and blankly stare at everything and just sort of like nod and agree with it, mm-hmm. then you will have a fine time sure. with this movie.
Ha.
Yeah, ha.
Ha. I wonder how many reviews say that.
Did you hear, this is funny, did you hear about the Russian review of Rage that went up that was encoded with a special HTML on the page that, so everybody, like, we can try to look this up later, but everybody says that there is this review written from this Russian person that you can't even, like, unless you can speak Russian, or at least read Russian, then... the review will not make any sense to you, but it will still be probably the best review of Rage you've ever seen.
Okay.
Because in the JavaScripting for the page, as you scroll down, it has texture pop.
Huh.
The words are unreadable for about a second.
Oh, that's funny.
And then they pop in.
That's pretty funny.
So it's kind of funny.
That's funny. That's good.
Yeah.
Clever. Yeah. Very clever.
Seems like a lot of effort yeah. for a review, but...
I mean, yep. I get the point there. I guess if it's really... Is it really poorly written so it's understandable that there's texture pop? Or is it like...
I don't know. Like, of the stuff that I've heard of it, it's like no one reads Russian, but...
If it was like a really well-written, sleek, fast-paced, intelligent review... that had texture pop, that'd be really funny. Because then it would parody the game. But it doesn't. It probably doesn't, so.
I haven't heard either way whether or not the review is actually like...
Yeah.
Like, what the review actually says. I just know that was the thing that a guy did that is amusing.
That's pretty good. Well. Anything else you gotta talk about?
Nothing. I'm gonna try running today at some point, maybe.
Try running. Okay.
Work out my Nike Plus.
Yeah. New shoe technology.
Yep.
Wait, did are there Nike Plus shoes? Or did you just get running shoes?
I just got running shoes.
Oh, I didn't know if there
was. And there's a Nike Plus app, or I can get the Nike Plus accelerometer to attach to my foot.
Uh-huh.
It's like $20.
Seems ridiculous.
Yep. Cool thing, though. I may try this just for fun. You can post your runs to Facebook.
Oh, good.
And then when people like them or comment on them, it will send a cheer sound to your headphones.
Huh.
It will, like, cheer you on.
That's good luck with that.
So I just want to try it once just to see what that sounds like.
Hopefully. Okay. Yeah. Once I see your first run go up, I'm just going to sit there and
hit spam it.
I'm going to write like 50 comments. I'm going to get banned
just like
from
it,
Facebook.
Like it, unlike it, just tons yeah. of times. Yeah. Perfect.
What is the unlike sound?
Oh.
Like, you should quit now.
Oh, give up. Why are you still running?
You know what sounds good? I'm sitting down in a beer.
Taking in more calories than you're burning.
You spent way too much on these shoes.
Actually, you got them on the cheap. They're just $25.
Oh, that's good.
I considered going to, like, a fancy foot store, and then I was like, just my feet.
Just, like, the most important part of running. Like, if I were to invest in any sort of gear for running, it's probably the most important.
Already it's more money than I'm going to invest on any other part of running, so.
$25. Default, I've got this $30 headband that I think I might wear. if people will, I guess there's not, like you said, there's nothing to talk about right now. So we're going to quickly.
How was your Halloween, Griff?
My Halloween was good.
Yeah.
Jen went as a... We talked about the hot Pikachu.
Yeah, we yeah. But see, I was still undecided. I was Two-Face.
Yeah, and Andrea was...
Andrea was Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good. It was good.
It's all right.
I'm just going to quickly look here. Oh, gosh. Have you seen that new trailer for the GoldenEye Reloaded?
I want to. It has a dubstep soundtrack to it.
Yeah. That's true.
So I
the trailer does.
Just want to, like...
The trailer is also really weird because it is high res and it does look good, but it also runs at probably 20 frames per second.
What?
Which doesn't work when you're listening to the music that goes along with it that would demand, like, smoothness.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, this is just a 64 game that's been booted to Wii that's then been booted to PS3.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So how high res are we talking?
Like... PS2 up-res? Does I don't know. It, like, it actually looks pretty good. Oh,
okay. Okay. I started to watch, like, some sort of, like, gameplay walkthrough of GoldenEye Reloaded, but then I realized I didn't want to watch it. Because it was taking way too long.
Uncharted 3 Drake Deception's out today.
Yep.
I didn't know if you knew this. I
really want to play that game.
Yeah. Anyway.
I may like just fucking go buy it.
To send us... send us an email at bbr@bossbarrel.com.
Did you hear next year they're going to start doing some like a business conferencing thing for Connect?
Sure.
Bring your business meetings home with you.
I mean it's a webcam, so I don't see why you couldn't do that before, remember?
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, look.
I know you could easily do it with the PlayStation PlayStation Eye.
Well, can you do this and say, you know what dress would look good for you? Here, try this one on. It looks great.
I don't like that tie on you, sir. How about this tie?
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. That's so much better.
Yep.
I will now add that to my home avatar.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Anyway, Boss Barrel Radio. Send us an email if you like. We got nothing else to talk about. Next week, we will have all sorts of stuff. Uncharted 3... video probably coming out at the end of this week, maybe.
We're gonna do a multiplayer video too, or just single player, or maybe do a little bit of both since we have more time now.
We'll see how that goes.
Do about 10 minutes of both.
Yeah, we'll see what's practical.
Alright.
Come on. Then we got what, two more games and then we're done?
Yeah, done for the year, and then Game of the Year stuff.
Then Game of the Year stuff, which
I can do
it. It's November, which means hey, it's time to start thinking about that.
It's time to start thinking about Game of the Year.
Also, do I want to play Skyward Sword?
Do you?
I don't know.
You have a Wii. I do not.
Do you have a Wii? There is a Wii here.
Neither of us own Wiis, but one of us has
there is
access
a Wii.
To a Wii.
It's not mine.
I could probably get access to a Wii.
Yeah, that's
also,
true.
Also, Wiis are like dirt cheap now, aren't they?
Yeah, you
like,
may as well own two.
Just get $50 and...
That would equal like, four GameCubes.
Yeah.
All right, let's save the listeners from more of this drowning nonsense and say we'll be back next week. Bye, John.
Bye, Gwyff.